Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You already know that. Coming up here, we're going to continue today's exciting and thrilling Jolie segment. So we'll get to that momentarily. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We're a few moments away from hearing more Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. We want to welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, host of Computer Time from Budget Computers.
Ricky, how you doing?
Really a man who must be considered an 800-pound gorilla of geeks.
You know, you remember last time we talked, it was a speed talk. You and I both went at it, see who could talk the fastest.
All I remember,
and I think it was this is like a coal miners match, man. We're back at it again.
I remember is being here on, like, it was either Christmas or it was like the week before Christmas or something.
The week before Christmas, yeah.
And it was like I came in and I got like one sentence out of my mouth, and then it was just you guys for the rest of it. Like I could have just pre-recorded my bit. I didn't even need to be here.
I know, it's crazy.
So we're talking about I know you brought a bunch of geek stuff.
I'm always bearing gifts. Come on.
That's what it's all about, my friend. Frankincense and myrrh. You bring like hard drives and hard drives and MP3 players.
I'm one of the geek kings that brings in the frankincense, myrrh, and Sims.
So here's all the Sims.
I threw it in. I'm playing these right up the top. Lead me here a little, would you, for crying out loud?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the following things in more or less this order. We're going to talk to Tim Riley.
Let me take notes here. Hold on a minute.
We're going to present the laptop, which I know we're going to have you give the specs on the laptop that we actually gave away. We're going to be presenting it to Joan and George here in just a moment. We're going to address Jolie's question, and we're going to get to today's top five. It's all coming up in this hour. Now, tell us a little bit. We're gonna bring on Joan and George to the Rick Emerson Show, who I know won this laptop from you all, from the fine folks at Budget Computers.
Yes, so Computer Time Radio Show. Yes, absolutely.
Step on up here. So, what is it? Tell me about this.
And
laptop.
You know what? This is this IBM ThinkPad. Very nice. It's a 900 megahertz processor. It's got 12 gig hard drive, and it is got Wi-Fi compatible, 10/100, 56K. I know your eyes, they're starting to roll back. You've fallen on a floor.
Have you seen what they make me do show with? I feel like Fred Flintstone chiseling out a
seriously,
slate.
There wouldn't even be net access if it wasn't for a hub down there from Computer Time.
Everything in this studio that works properly is because of you guys.
And Mike, Mike was Earhart was here before. We were working with him to get something in here. Yeah. I mean, a P2, get out of here. I got Commodores that are working circles around what you guys got.
We have two Commodore 64s in this building.
Dude, I'm selling $200 PCs is what you got
That's what I'm saying. Matt, that's actually, so Tim Anderson just walked in here a few minutes ago, and he looks at the computer I'm going, and he goes, God, I sell that thing for $125 at my store. You know,
it's sad.
You know, the great thing about these computers is compared to the one at my desk back there, this thing is like a Cray supercomputer compared to what I got on my desk.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been over here begging you to come into the store.
I know.
I'm going to take care of you.
I know.
But, you know, it's this and that and this and that. You got to come down.
I know. And
you know what I'm saying?
You've been trying to get us to do a webcam forever, too.
I got it back at a store, for crying out loud.
I know.
It's just sitting there. It cries at night saying, look, I could make this show better.
I'm doing
look, I went into New York all of a sudden. I don't know what happened there.
All right. Anyway, George?
Sorry, we digressed.
George and Joan to the show. You guys won the laptop we're going to be giving you here.
Hey, yes, we did.
And behalf of Budget Computers and Computer Time Radio Show, George and Joan, we would like to congratulate you on winning this laptop. And you go to the Rick Emerson Listener Party. And we're happy to present this laptop with you. And then a nice, fancy, new laptop case for you. It's ready to go. And you're ready to compute and get on the net and all that stuff.
You guys now own more computing power than everything in this radio station put together, George.
Yeah.
Well, it looks beautiful. It's definitely not the $200 computer I thought, but that's what it was.
Oh, no.
The Rick Emerson show pays off again.
We're ducking, this is a $700.
See, why are you going to open that and taunt me with it?
Beautiful laptop. You too, Rick. Whatever.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm basically running an Amiga over here.
Yeah,
You know,
dude. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go in there anymore. I mean, I'm tired of it. I just say, hey, come down, and he goes, no. There's no more whining. Cut the crap and get down to the store, man.
That should be your new motto.
I think it is.
Get your worthless ass into our store.
You got to see that. Hey, you know these guys downstairs at Comcast? I got that crazy Tim going on. You know, $199. Come on in down there. You know, I'm trying to do the Tom Peterson Jr. thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work or not. But, you know, a few people show up.
Whatever. All right. So, if people are interested, if they want to buy you, see more stuff like this ThinkPad.
Absolutely.
You have the same ThinkPad you're giving George and Joe.
Absolutely.
They want at the listener party. You got more like that at the store.
Absolutely.
All right. So, I'll tell you what. Congratulations, George. Joan, being a Rick Emerson listener once again.
Thank you very
bears
much.
The greatest
that's
fruit.
Joan had to go up a little higher.
Joan had some dental surgery today, though, so which seems to be going around. It seemed like one in three people we know just had their jaws worked on this week. So
perfect way to start
lucky you can even operate your mouth. All right, well, I tell you what. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more to Tim about all things geeky. We're going to finish up this Jolie question or get to it. We'll have you weigh in on that as well. Tim Anderson from Budget Computers.
Look at you.
And we got the Today's Top 5. It's all on the way right now. It's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, here's another story about a burglar. This out of Baker City. He may be a burglar, but at least he's polite. Baker City police say a couple got a message on their cell phone last night from a man who warned them he was going to burglarize their home. Marcus and Jacqueline Ryder called it in to check on the house, and sure enough, there was somebody inside. So they called the police, and now 24-year-old Michael Estabrooks, who's facing burglary, theft, and criminal mischief charges. They say they know Estabrooks, but have no idea why he'd burglarize their home. Menopausal monkeys ain't man again. A new study links weight gain with menopause. OHSU researchers say the study may partly explain the national epidemic of obesity. They use menopausal monkeys to compare the effect of different levels of hormones on diets and found the sharp decline in female hormone estrogen during menopause boosted food intake by 67% or two-thirds. Thanks for the monkeys for volunteering for that little project. And this just in, Courtney Love News. She pled innocent today to two felony charges of drug possession moments after ridiculing the charges in a rambling monologue. Now, she's been busted for illegal possession of prescription painkillers. After the hearing, she told reporters, "I didn't even break the law. I didn't even shoplift." Well, she's not charged with shoplifting. Carrying her pet beagle Molly, a bouquet of red roses, the entertainer, that's what they call her here, rambled to reporters about missing money, an affair with a married man, throwing a sleeping pill at a cop, and calling the charges, quote, retarded, unquote. Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Tim Anderson from Budget Computers, Computer Time, which airs Saturday mornings from what, 8 to 10? Oh, sorry.
Oh, there we go. 8 to 10.
So right.
We got that. Usually they got Todd in there. You know, hey, we deal with Todd all the time.
So we're going to
a buddy of yours. You remember Todd?
I do indeed.
The guy says on your band. I think.
Yeah, Todd, drummer, yeah. Drummer for the Tim Riley.
That's
factor.
Right. That's
I went
right.
To high school with Todd.
He's a cool guy. He's our engineer for our show.
All right, we're going to geek out here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about some of the stuff you brought with us. I want to get to the Jolie segment though, because if we don't do that, we're going to get incredibly behind. So let me try to find the question I had. I had the question moments ago. Before we got, because I predicted that this was going to happen. Wait, I've got it right here. Julie's waving a thing at me. All right, the question reads as follows. It says, you can ask this of the harpy if you'd like, but I'm not certain I'd get a cogent answer. This is from a woman, by the way. Why is it that men always have to, quote, get in touch with their feminine side? Why don't women just get in touch with their masculine side instead? Or is that too hard for frock-wearing, I-broke-a-nail types to actually find interest in potential mates in something other than money? Why don't girls take a bit of the masculine, whatever suits them, whether it's sci-fi, cartoons, beer, poker, nude chicks, etc.? Why don't they do that? Why is it always men who have to get in touch with the feminine side? Just pondering the big questions. Thanks. A chick in touch with her guy side. That's what I'm talking about. See?
She's so wrong. I mean...
wrong about what?
That sounds like estrogen again.
First of all...
It sounds like the answer we hear every day to whatever it is.
Ain't it the truth.
Seriously.
You know, I mean, really, men could use a little feminine help because they don't get in touch with anything else except their pork sword. So,
what the hell is that?
Their pork sword.
Well, they can't say the D word or the P word, really, right? So I have to come up with some other words.
Let me just, hold on. Their pork sword.
All right, my husband told me that.
Is that a Jolie original?
No, my husband says that.
How does he say it? Give me the context in which your husband would say pork sword.
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry. But I'm just going to go on to tell you a little bit about me, some secrets that you don't know. And I think this girl is
way... Because that's what I really
want
to know is more about you.
This girl's really wrong because there are tons of women out there that get in touch with their masculine side more than men get in touch with anything of, you know...
That's not true.
Okay,
yeah.
Here, I go camping, I play sports, I watch sports, I drink beer, I
Ooh.
Even do beer bongs,
Ooh.
I watch porn,
Wait.
I look at women...
Wait, hold on.
I hold guns.
Wait a minute,
okay,
that's
stop,
a long
stop,
list.
Stop,
we got to deal
stop,
with
stop.
Each one individually.
First of all, who are you talking about when you read those
I
things?
I said me.
You don't watch porn.
Yes, I do.
You have denied... You've come on the show before and denied
no,
that you
that,
watch
no,
porn.
No, Rick, I have... You see, you don't listen.
No, not so much, but I mean, still... I don't really...
That's part of
being...
That's a part of testosterone.
When is the last time you beer bonged? I mean, was
well,
it like
it's
this
been a couple of years.
Okay, so you once beer bonged.
Not
like a
once,
long time
no,
ago.
Rick. I was a part of your in my day.
So you claim... All right.
That was an extra...
Okay, I have done beer bongs. Yeah, can I go on?
Yeah.
All right. I hold guns, I've ridden on motorcycles, I've gone fishing and crabbing, I've changed a tire, I burp a lot and stuff like that, I cuss all the time, I watch TV with my hands down my pants even.
Wait. Okay, but have you peed standing up? That's what counts.
Actually, I have.
Holy jizzoli.
Wait, okay, can we please never, ever talk about any of these things ever again? Let's take these one at a time. Here's what we're going
to
do.
Why do you have to dissect them?
And you know, okay, we're going to talk about this. As Raul Julia says in Presumed Innocent, we speak of these things now, and they are never spoken of again.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay, watching TV with hands down your pants.
Let Tim say something.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, first of all, estrogen is a Class C narcotic and should be denoted as such, okay? And let me tell you why. Okay, you got this? First of all, there's these wild swings, right? That when you have a lot of it in your system, just like drugs, wild system, you can't pronunciate what's going on, what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, right? Okay? You hanging with me?
I'm still back with Jolie's hands down.
Oh, you want the hands down the pants. All right, forget
in what context,
it. Forget my stereo. I mean,
and
tough to get through.
I know.
For what purpose?
He's a pit bull.
You say that you watch TV with your hands down your pants, for what purpose are your hands down your pants?
Just to see what it's like to be a guy, you know?
Change.
I should be going somewhere.
I mean, let me go on, Rick, okay? I think it's the least that the man can do. Because, you know, in order to work in society today, the woman must be in touch with her masculine side. We are all in touch with our masculine side. I mean, we're not asking you to go out and get pedicures and wear makeup and stuff.
That's not true. Women do ask us to do it. We just resist.
Well, maybe if you took care of your nails and trimmed them a little now and then, you might not have to.
You know, the thing is that you don't open up the door, okay? You're in trouble. You open up the door, you're patronizing. I mean, you can't win. It's a no win for us. I mean, you guys can be cheerleaders,
but
you can be, you know, you can do the jackhammer thing. We can't be cheerleaders. People look at us and go, oh, that's super. That's terrific. I mean, you know what? What?
You know, but all we're asking you to do is listen to us, you know, like you would have found out that I do watch porn, Rick. You know, pay attention to us.
When is the last time you watch porn?
And maybe be able to dress up twice a year. That's all we're asking.
When is the last time you watched porn?
This morning.
She had to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. If the answer is...
I'm kidding. No. Probably a few months.
See, that's what I'm saying.
The hesitation.
Well,
right
go ahead. That. You know, just because I don't do it every day like you guys or every weekend doesn't mean I'm not in touch with my masculine side.
So do you watch it by yourself or with your husband?
I do both.
You watch porn by your... What kind of porn is up your alley, so to speak?
Well...
I mean,
like something with a plot, you know.
Ah, okay. See, this is not really porn so much. You sort of watch Harlequin for the eye. That's
no,
kind of
okay. No. Mm-mm.
The Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah, you're watching anything
I've
with Zalman King in front of it.
I watched something with...
Two Moon Junction.
It was like in French or Spanish.
God, that's not porn. Nothing in French is porn.
And, you know, like when the pay-per-view stuff...
The pay-per-view is not porn. So basically, you're reading...
Yes, it is.
Where's my romance novel?
No, the real stuff, it's three animals and two girls. I mean, come on. That's
so
the real stuff.
You're basically watching the film version of, let's see, Their Outlaw Hearts by Rebecca Brandywine.
You know, I don't know why it's so hard for you to think that anybody, you know, any woman would watch it. You know, when you go say this stuff like this, it... You're just making me really
mad. Okay, I was just going to say, we've actually set some sort of new record with this question, because we've actually gotten nowhere. We've answered nothing. We've achieved no sort of resolution.
Have. The basic answer...
And you went from, like, zero to shrill in just, just from zero to dentist drill in half a second.
Did you want to talk like this? Would that be better?
Okay. I think we should just draw the curtain.
The basic answer, Rick, is that, you know, women are in touch with their masculine side. Lots of women. More so than a man is in touch with his feminine side. And being in touch with your feminine side, all we're asking you to do is what I said.
Okay,
Listen, be more sensitive, dress up once in a while.
Okay, but here's why that's a bunch of crap, and I'll tell you why.
Oh!
Here's why it's a bunch of crap, because guys really do want, like she says here. She says, let's see, where right here. She talks about the being into sci-fi, horror, you know, nude chicks, poker, etc. So guys really do want a girl like that. Women don't really want a guy who's in touch with his feminine side. That's the difference.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. You don't.
That's the story. That's the story that's read
such
out loud.
Crap.
Then you do it. You know. Then you're
bored
with Alan
that
Alda.
Guy.
Yeah, they throw him a wayside, and they get the guy with the bike. You know, there's bad that spanks him.
You know, the guy who's in touch with his feminine side is the guy who's paying the rent while you're getting banged by the Mexican gardener.
You're just wrong, Rick.
No, it's true. There's always There's always some guy. Glistens, yeah. You know, he's got the glistening oiled up six pack and like
and chlorine in his fingers.
Leather pants and like he's wearing an Indian knife belt, you know.
Right, exactly.
He's there ripping the bodice while, you know, meanwhile your husband's at work, you know, in a cubicle somewhere working on a spreadsheet.
Making enough money so they can pay your Meyer Frank bill.
That's what I'm saying.
Please. You can be both.
All right. And there's Julie from the front desk. Wasn't that fun? We're going to come back. We got more. We got Tim Anderson from Budget Computers. We're going to talk about all things geeky here when we get back. And we got the top five. It's all on the way. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. The subject line is, get her off the air. It says, oh my God, Rick, I can't stand Jolie. She grates on my last friggin' nerve. She doesn't even come close to representing females. Just shut her up. Oh, and by the way, I have big cans. Just thought you'd like to know that. F Matt with me, please.
This F Matt is brought to you edithere.com.
It's from somebody who doesn't need to be identified. We'll just keep that information
has
over
she
here.
Has been identified before?
Judge is a plus.
I'm just saying that, you know, that's somebody I don't really feel there's anything to be gained by passing that information along.
Shut up.
Anybody.
Who's it from?
I don't know. No, it's from somebody named Jessica. We've got like 900 Jessicas that listen to the show. But it's okay. I'm sure it's nothing you're interested in. I know that you go for a more... You go for a more refined sort of appeal there, so it's. I know that's nothing you'd want.
Why don't you forward that to me so I can thank her for
correspondence to the show? It's the damnedest thing. I've lost the email now.
It's these damn computers here, man.
Yeah, Tim can tell you these computers crash all the time.
They lose email. I mean, you know.
I would love to. I'd love to hook a brother up, but I just it's gone. Yeah, no, the hard drive's completely trashed.
You rooster blocking.
Yeah,
we've got this one. This is from Jen. I watch TV with my hand down my pants because it's warm and soft. Why do guys do it? Guys do it because guys are always sort of afraid that their penis is going to vanish. Not unlike those guys in Sudan. Guys are always sort of, like, guys are always just kind of checking. Like, have you ever noticed this? When a guy is in a sort of dangerous situation, near car crash, about to be fired, guys just kind of do that thing where they kind of, they kind of cup the sack.
Yeah, it takes over for sucking the thumb.
Seriously,
you know what
it is?
When you're about in danger, you know, when you're a kid, you suck thumb. You know, after that, you start grabbing. You know,
it's what it is. It's like because you want to keep an eye on it because you're afraid that it might just vanish.
And
you're
going to
wake up and it's going to be, you know, Ken doll.
Hey, you know what? Also, Rick, that's the hottest spot in the body. So if your hands are cold, what are you going to do?
Really is. If you're, I mean,
you got to warm up.
You're lost in the outback somewhere or something. You got to keep warm. That's where you go. All right, we're here with Tim Anderson from Budget Computers. Hope computer time, 8
yes,
to 10 on Saturday.
Absolutely.
So you brought us a bunch of geek stuff.
I'm
that we
gifting
about.
Again. You know, it's getting close to Christmas, so I'm a king bringing, Murph and megabytes and all that stuff. First of all, you know one of the things we got is a Marvel. This Marvel is cool. I just got some of these into the store. They're really cool. They're a memory card reader, okay? Basic, or not a memory card reader, I'm sorry, flash card reader, and it's USB, so you drag and drop all your MP3s on it, and it's got look at this. It's got a regular headphone jack.
I'm going to describe this for you. This is tiny.
And when we get the webcam in, you won't have to describe it.
I mean, what is the size of this, you would say, Matt? I mean,
maybe an inch wide by about 3, maybe 4 inches long.
I'm thinking lipstick case.
That's what it is. It's basically the size of a lipstick
case. It looks like a digital thermometer.
It's tiny. Yeah, it looks like one of those little digital thermometers your mom sticks in your ear.
Yeah.
This holds 2 hours worth of MP3s.
Yeah.
Two hours of music.
And you wouldn't even feel it.
Hanging around your neck, it hooks up, it works with Windows, right? You stick it right into your computer.
Yeah, you drag and drop. It looks like an extra hard drive, and you drag and drop your MP3s right to it. It's just it's just hard drive management, basically. Drag and drop your MP3s, you got 2 hours of music, and there you go. And also, you can fast forward through the music, you know, and all that stuff. It's all controls to play.
That'd work really well for playing tunes while on a motorcycle.
See, he's already playing for that. Yeah. You get that?
All right. Then when you're taking Jessica with the big cans out on for a ride,
you smell that one coming, don't you?
We'd have to get a splitter so she too could have some headphones, but I'm sure we could work something out.
You know, that's like 4-day-old sausage. You could smell that one from here, can you? I'm sorry, that was not even that good. All right,
okay.
I'm trying.
What do
you
get? What's the thing people when people come into your store? What's the big? Because the holiday season are coming up. What's the big must-have thing people are wanting?
Laptops. Everybody, because laptop prices are coming down so much. It's amazing. You know they haven't changed any of the Office packages. They haven't changed much of the hardware. You know, Microsoft tries to throw more bloat at us so you can pay more to a $1 billion bill, but you know it really hasn't changed that much. So you can get away with a minimum P3 laptop. You got 14-inch screen. You know, you're talking about $499. It's just incredible what you can get now for nothing. And people like the laptop because of the wireless. I mean, you can walk into Starbucks, surf the net. You can surf the net pretty much anywhere now. You can get your cell phone hooked USB to your laptop and surf anywhere.
Okay, this is a dumb question. Now, because I don't have in my computers all suck, and I don't have a laptop, but I'm never allowed to use it. There's a laptop in our house, but I'm not allowed to touch it.
It's another estrogen issue.
So the estrogen poisoning, really. And so, okay, when people say Wi-Fi, dumb question. What does that mean?
It's wireless internet. It's basically wireless. A wireless.
And when they say you can walk into a Starbucks and do it, what is that? You just
have what they call a WAP, wireless access point, okay? Yeah. And it's just two antennas docking to your laptop through the internet. So you have to sign up, though. You sign up, you pay them some money.
But then it's just in the air.
And then you just surf away. And a lot of these WarDrive guys, you're talking about these WarDrive guys, you know, Brian BZ, Tekkenstein on our show, he's got this WarDrive software, and it's a fun thing. We drive back from the show, and he tells me all the WAPs that are open that he could surf on. So, you know, borrow a cup of internet. You know,
anybody's
house, you go, you know, you're hard up for money, you go and you surf on people's internet because they don't have
And it's just in the air. It's floating around in certain places.
They don't use encryption. They don't use encryption protocols, and
not that we would advocate.
Not that that could happen anywhere, anyhow. And I don't. And I tell you, people, that is illegal.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, that's the big thing.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah. The other thing is that a lot of people are adding the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth PC and networking, and Comcast is helping a lot of this. Comcast now is gone from 1.5 down to 3 meg down. I mean, you can download, half of every porn site you wanted in 3 seconds flat. I mean, it's incredible. Three meg per second.
I've got Comcast at home. I've got cable internet access.
Yeah.
It's great, though.
Well, now, see, BZ, Tekkenstein, he's already got this figured out. He asked the Comcast guy. We have him on the show every once in a while. He asked, now, what if you put two modems together? Can you actually double your rate? The guy would not answer.
So that's yes.
But I'm not supposed to say that.
But you could.
I didn't say
that. That's what it sounds like.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's not legal.
All right, we're talking to Tim Anderson from Budget Computer. So that 3 meg a second down, that means, dumb question, if you're downloading something that's 6 megs, you could have that in, 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
It's just fast.
I would never see that. I should never get it because I'd never leave the house.
I know,
ever
but that's
again.
The cool part. You could get a lot of stuff.
You could
it up on your PC.
You could download, you know, you could share a legal MP3 from one of the legal and regulated
and download
sites.
It for a dollar. Very, very
of course, you could go to iTunes and pay 99
yes.
cents
Absolutely.
For that white stripe song. And you could Absolutely. Have that in a
or second. You could go to Kazaa and you can get stuff, you know, like
no,
really quickly.
No, you couldn't because that would be wrong.
No. Wait, there are some artists that want to be discovered. And you could download there for
but in a second. You could download a song in 1
Absolutely.
Second.
Absolutely.
Like
quickly.
So.
Yes. I mean, and you know what? The thing is, a lot of times you have to do driver updates and you have to do update your laptop and what have you, or update your PC. And I mean, now drivers downloading them to update security patches, whatever, are so fast. It's amazing. And I see these people dial up struggling. It's ridiculous. And you know what? It's $50 and it sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people. But you know what? I'm paying $79 for a secondary phone line. I have to keep it going. It's a mother-in-law issue, but it has to keep going there. Don't even go there. All right, I see that snark. Anyway, so I have that there, $79. But think about it. So you get rid of that, $50, who cares?
So what is so people come in, and I know one of the reasons people get computers because they got the they want to, you know, they upgrade because they want to do games and stuff.
Right.
So what's the big game this fall? Do you know that's driving everything?
Well, that GeForce 5's out. I mean, it's a 256 meg, and it's I mean, incredible frames per second. And you know, the thing is that the game cards and the processors have got so far that people don't even need them. I mean, they're just looking at it going, you know, other than you're gonna sit around with your geek pencil and go. Well, you know, I got 256 meg on my card, and you know, it'd be something special, or anything. But you know, so I mean, that is it, and it's pushing the envelope. But it's not even, I mean, it's not something that you really need. And so, a lot of this stuff we've got to a oversaturation, really, in the market, where yeah, you can have 256, but for crying out loud, what the hell are you?
Well, it's like having
there?
A car that goes 900 miles an hour, but you're in Tualatin.
Well, it's like
so
when
what
I
are
got,
you gonna do
when I got past my GE close and play. You know, I went to hi-fi, and then you get certain levels of hi-fi. You know, you get certain levels, and then these audio files go, well, I can hear the difference. I go, get out of here.
Well, it's like
why they're spending $3,000, and I'm going, I can't hear. You know, look, my AC/DC is just as distortive as it ever was, and who cares?
Speaking of AC/DC, you got this, and we're talking to Tim Anderson from Budget Computer here. You got the what is this guitar thing?
Oh, it basically captures the notes you play on your guitar and replays them for you, and you can kind of rearrange your music and do different tracks with it.
See, I thought that was a made-up thing, and I'll tell you why. Because I went to see this movie a while back. This movie came out, about 6-7 months ago called Drumline.
Mm-hmm.
And there was these guys, and they had these like little microphones attached to the guys playing like a snare drum, a marching band.
Yeah.
And they had these like microphones attached to the drum, and the deal was they would play a little drum pattern,
right.
And then it would show up in musical notation on the screen, and I was like, that's made up. That doesn't exist.
And you configure it. You can make it, faster tempo, slower tempo, put different things to
it.
So
if you take your guitar, this will let you put your guitar right in the computer, play a song, and then the computer tells you what the notes are?
Right.
See, I would totally buy that, because I don't have any idea what the hell.
Dude,
I'm just making stuff up. I have no idea what I'm playing.
It's sweet.
At any time, I have no idea what I'm playing. So, I know our people, my people, they love gadgets.
And they can teach you some music.
We're the people of the great, we're the people of the useless gadget. That's what I'm.
Now, the last one is this little camera. See, now, you can strip down, get naked, and show everybody on your laptop.
See that?
Yeah, see, that's
this is the tiniest webcam.
A little tiny USB.
We're
going to
talk
webcam.
About webcams for this studio in just one second.
I've been all over that.
Just a minute, we're going to talk about a webcam for the studio. All right, again, because of our lack of a webcam, I have to tell you this, but this is just like, we're talking about gadgets. This is, look at that.
I know.
The tiniest webcam
I
have ever seen in my life. It plugs in the actual camera.
No, describe the thing.
The actual camera is the size of, like, I don't even know.
Well, you know what it looks like? It looks like to me. You know those little.
It's half the size of a stick of gum.
You know those little book lights you get?
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like a book light. That's what it looks
like. It's about an inch and a half high, about half an inch wide, and about a quarter of an inch deep.
And
it's minuscule.
You know, it streams 15 frames. It's not a whole bunch, but you know, it's.
I got the one. I got the webcam that came free with my Earthlink, and it does like one frame an hour or something, and it's like the size of a softball.
It's like it's got a picture you blurred.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, that is not.
And so this is tiny. This is absolutely minuscule. Now people are always asking us to get a webcam. For the studio.
And, dude, I got that Panasonic. I called in a couple times, and I got tired of calling in. I mean, I know. I'm done.
I will say, I don't want to point fingers, but I will say that there are those, God love them, I love Fisher Broadcasting, they were a good company, they hired me when nobody else would.
Sucks.
They supported it. Hey, I'm just saying, they supported me through the lean times,
downtimes. No, I know what the thing is that
but there was an attitude at Fisher Broadcasting.
But then and it was a reason you got off the air and got back on the air.
Yeah, and it's
and God love Marty Rowe for helping out.
They were good folks. I'm just saying that Fisher,
that
there
stuff.
Was an attitude at Fisher that they feel that perhaps radio is theater of the mind and that things are best left imagined. Now, anybody who has seen the 1080 girls at the listener party,
well, what about Stern?
Knows.
So what is he doing?
I'm just
is
saying,
he an idiot
brother,
or
I'm not
he?
Saying it. I'm not saying it's my opinion. I'm saying it's the opinion of people who I respect.
No, I'm just throwing that out for the general public.
But there has been a management and ownership change. There are some we're changing hands as a radio entity, so there may be a webcam in our future.
Yes, absolutely could be.
And so you can hook people up with that.
All over it.
All right.
And you know what? Things are so inexpensive now; it's ridiculous. You can get a security cam for your kids, watch a nanny cam kind of thing. Under $200, easy streaming through the net. You need to have an IP set up. And I know this. Forget it. Just get all.
Hang on.
You can do it.
We're going to do it. I think we're going to come back here. We're talking about gadgets with Tim Anderson of Budget Computer. Computer time 8 to 10 on Saturday. You got a gadget or a computer question? Something you want to nail down? What have you? You can call us 503-250-1080. 503-250-1080. You stick around to the top five.
Yeah, I'm all over.
We're back with the top five songs from this week in 1973. Stay there. We're back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's. I feel so sorry for George and Jonah trying to get a word in edgewise.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later in the week, we got Peter Carlin from the Oregonians going to join us. We'll be doing the top five Tupac Shakur songs of all time. It's all coming up later in the week. Right now, we're here with Tim Anderson from Budget Computer, Computer Time, Saturday 8 to 10.
Yeah.
In just a few minutes here, we're going to talk about what's coming up with you guys, what you got going on the store, what's going to be coming up this weekend. Right now, it's Tim Riley with today's
five,
top five.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness,
counting is ecstasy, I love to count,
don't you?
Here's Tim Riley with today's top five.
I do indeed. It was this week in 1973 that Ashton Kutcher's parents unleashed their annoying and talented offspring on the world, ensuring a lifetime of bad movies and at least one more reason for Bruce Willis to drink heavily. What kind of a world would allow this creature of such, well, such a man? What kind of country would welcome a young Ashton Kutcher with open arms? Well, let's take a look. These are the top five songs on the date of Ashton Kutcher's birthday 30 years ago today. An honorable mention at number 6, to Ringo Starr in Photograph.
Oh, this is a good song.
It is.
That's a good song. You can't take it away from Ringo. And he had that, he had Back Off Boogaloo, and there was another one he did, Sweet in 16. Another song he did, that was really good. Ringo's an underrated Beatle.
Well, he's the one that had the least amount of harmony.
I'd take him over George. I really would.
Oh, man.
If I could only save,
Lord, come on, dude.
Save one of them from a burning building, it'd be Ringo.
At number 5, Marie Osmond and Paper Roses.
Oh, sweet Marie Osmond. God damn, I love Marie Osmond.
This song just proving that she's a little bit country.
She's a little bit slutty. She is. A little bit dirty.
You're looking at spanking, aren't you?
I really am.
You're a bad boy.
Oh, spanking her.
Yeah,
no, that too.
He's kind of a Mormon Courtney Love.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, he's been divorced like 3 times.
Yeah, Jack. Love that word. And those paper roses were torn up a lot of times.
So she's got those teeth, man. No. She's got those perfect, flawless teeth.
No, but that hair went away. I mean, that hair was just all over the place. I don't know. And that special they had, Mir and Donnie? I don't know.
Someday, I got to write a whole essay about the Osmonds. I got all these weird thoughts about the Osmonds.
You like the Christmas thing. I can see that.
I do. Well,
you do the Christmas thing, but after that, you're torn. It's like the devil and the angel on your shoulder.
I got the, you know. I think a lot about, I think about the Osmonds way more than most people do, I think.
You think a lot of bad thoughts about good people, I think.
I do. That's completely true.
That's it. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah. I had this 45.
Excellent.
I bet you did.
Number 4, the DeFranco family and Heartbeat is a love beat.
Yeah.
These are a bunch of Canadians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're Canadians.
What kind of Canadian name is DeFranco?
They have Italians.
Italian Canadians.
You know, nothing in Canadian sounds cool. African Canadian. It sounds dumb.
I think this is kind of a, isn't this a Michael Jackson, ABC 123?
They were totally trying to make
Partridge Family.
They were trying to make the Partridge Family.
Thing. Yeah, there you go.
And this guy's like an insurance salesman or something, though. The adorable little kid.
Yeah.
Everybody needs insurance.
Yeah. Make your fortune.
It is true.
Yeah. That funeral stuff. Gonna die soon.
Yeah, this is a bad song.
Yeah, it's right up there with 123 ABC.
Technically,
76.
What is this? Mod Squad theme song?
This is the breakdown. They're breaking it down here for the people.
And at number three, the Rolling Stones with Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a rock classic.
And a very long song for AM pop radio back in these days. It's 4 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's like 4:30, 4:34.
Yeah.
God, what a great song.
Right up there with Stairway to Heaven, yeah. You got lots of time.
Tango Waves and Microwave a Burrito.
I actually did a little radio in
there were
mid-high.
No microwaves then.
Yeah. That's right.
No, see, by the time I played it, it was already classic rock.
Toaster Ovens. This is a good one.
God, what a great song. Off the Goathead Soup album.
Yep. Had it.
Bye.
Turn it black. That and Turn it black. Turn it black.
It's well, I mean,
come on.
Tori Amos did a pretty good version of this, but this is sort of. It's just hands down. It's a classic. You can't.
And then you know what? In '89, they did that. The disco. They wanted to belong. So then Miss You and then some of the other stuff, and it was long remixes and stuff. And I don't know.
That's all Mick though.
Yeah.
It's what you get when you hang out in the studio.
Like, please,
before.
No.
Number two, Gladys Knight and the Pips taking that midnight train to Georgia.
Best song in today's countdown.
And Gladys Knight's a Mormon. People don't know that about her. I don't know about the Pips, but Gladys Knight, full on Mormon.
Saw up to Super Bowl once. Nice lady.
Do you win?
Yeah.
Even on the midnight train.
Soul Man.
Look at those moves.
Who could dislike this song? No, I don't dislike it. I'm not a huge Gladys Knight fan. It's great sound, though. It's a great, great classic kind of R&B.
They did play that into the ground. I mean, it got so much airtime.
Real warm production sound, though.
But he still found out the hard way. Number one, Eddie Kendricks, Keep On Truckin', Part 1. Was there ever a Part 2?
No song that has, like, part whatever after it is any good. The sole exception being Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. Any song broken into parts is bad.
Ah, Floyd had a couple of Part 2s.
That's true. They had Shine Any Crazy Diamond, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I feel like we're in the opening sequences of a cop movie or something. Matt and I are in some sort of like a tan Impala. Going
and they're,
to like
they're doing the stop filming where the action, we're running around a corner and they
freeze.
Is
Matt Peterson as the rookie.
No, the Chevy Nova hatchback was the big car
That's
back
right.
then.
Yeah.
73 Nova, 354 barrel, black vinyl top.
I feel like we're on the Sabotage video.
The wigs and the mustaches and the big glasses.
Plaid pants.
Rick Emerson is Cochise. Listen to that. That's good stuff. All right, we'll be back with Tim Anderson from Budget Computer and Computer Time. And we'll wrap it up after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I mean, it's 1978.
Yeah, you weren't so much right in his birthday being, you know, like this week in 73.
I don't understand.
As it is like Feb 7 of 78. So not only were you completely wrong on the month, completely wrong on the day, you were also 5 years off.
I don't understand.
He's not 30 years old.
Yeah, he's really not.
He's roughly my age.
Oh, yeah, he's like 26, isn't he?
Born February 7th, 1978, not November 11th, 1973.
Yeah, let's put all that music back.
Wait, so let me understand. So, I'm wrong about Ashton Kutcher being 30 years old.
You are wrong about it.
So, completely wrong about that being the top five from the day of his birth.
So, it's not 1973 is what you're saying.
You tortured us with all that music
really,
for no reason.
Really
the music
not
was
73.
Correct for the time.
Yeah, just completely incorrect for what you labeled it as.
It'd be great for a 30-year-old.
For someone born November 11th, you know, or November 12th.
And so he was born when?
Feb 7 of 78.
Oh, God damn you, E. God damn you, E! Entertainment News! Damn your black hearts to hell.
18-year-old interns in the office again.
Okay, now I'll take the blame. The buck stops with me, of course, because it is the Rick Emerson Show. I will accept the blame. I will say, however, in my own defense, it's not like I'm a big Ashton Kutcher fan, so when I read that, nothing in my head said, that doesn't sound right. You know, because sometimes there's those little sounds and, you know, those, no, that sounds wrong. Double check it. But here's me reading the e-prep sheet. You know, Ashton Kutcher is 30. Me. Okay.
And I read whatever's put in front of me.
Well, it's me too, man.
I didn't catch it either. For crying out loud. We got to get rid of the people of the research department.
Yeah, no, I'll take the blame. But it's like the e-feed is written so badly. You'd swear to God it was written by retarded baboons. Because it's just, it's like somebody goes in and just, like, hits keys randomly and then sends it off to the radio station. So... Yeah.
It's not like people depend on us for information.
It didn't sound incorrect to me. Hell, we reported that Jessica Lynch, you know, shot a guy in Iraq, and that wasn't correct either.
He fought to her last bullet.
Hey, but it's good radio.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
All right. Well, we've been reporting that George Bush is the elected president for like 2 years, so it's not like we're really setting a standard for like accuracy or anything. So, Tim Anderson from Budget Computers.
Absolutely.
And Computer Time Saturday, 8 to 10, what's in the store and what's on the show?
Hey, you know what? We've got, of course, the $200 PC that everybody loves. We've got CDRWs. I'll tell you, for the Rick Emerson Show, if you guys come in, you get a free CDRW upgrade. That's a $200 P3 system for only $200 with a CDRW. And, of course, we have laptops starting at $399 with DVDs in them. And you need to tune in to us on Computer Time Radio Show from 8 to 10. We're going to talk about some new gadgets that are coming up. We're not going to even tell you what they are. We're going to tell, you know, we got those coming up. It's 8 to 10. We always take your questions. Always take your questions.
All right, Computer Time, it's a great show. Tim Anderson, thank you for coming in from Budget Computers. Computer Time Saturday, 8 to 10. We want to thank John Bisney, Tim from Budget Computers, Jolie, Snoop Dogg, Ed Asner, Ashton Kutcher, Larry Flynn, Jessica Lynch, etc. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk to 90 KOTK in the newsroom. Tim Riley, executive producer, 1F Matt Peterson. As always, thank you for listening. Don't let bastards grind any sight. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Out. Gone. Sacked. Fired.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.